hardcore baseball talk, inside the ropes with wrestling talk, and where you should put your money with Over Under 98.5. Listen to the podcast at 98.5thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.
Cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo.
This is Over Under 98.5 with Joe Murray and Dan Lifshatz. Here are the bankrolls. Who you got?
Over Under 985. We are back. We've given you college football. We broke down literally every single football game this week.
NFL game.
NFL football game. Seasons are changing, Dan. We really haven't done an NBA preview. Just first and foremost, when it comes to NBA betting, it's a struggle. And just to get into it, I think the refs do have an impact in the game.
Oh, 1,000%.
You need to see who the refs are. It's fine. If you don't want to look up who the refs are, that's fine. But if you have an investment and you're struggling or you're chasing, like, you might want to look into that a little bit.
1,000%. It is ridiculous. Like, seriously, it's the if you're trying to tell me that the NBA is not rigged and, you know, this doesn't matter, no, the refs don't matter, you're a lying sack of crap. It's like the NFL primetime. I'm telling you, this stuff is affected. The NBA is way more in bed with Vegas than the NFL is. Now, the NFL fixes games for their own reasons, not just Vegas. They also want specific teams in specific places. The NBA just in bed with Vegas. I don't think they care who goes to the NBA Finals. I mean, I think we know it's going to be Golden State again, as per usual, yada, yada, yada. But again, they fix spreads, regular season spreads, because they that's how they do it. So I think there's going to be, there's a lot of spreads this year that are going to be shady as hell.
Yeah, and one other thing just to throw out there, like, a lot of the top teams, for example, just to kind of give you opening night, Golden State Warriors got their rings. They were 13-point favorites. Oklahoma City was without Russell Westbrook, but they covered. Oklahoma City covered.
That's correct, and they covered the second half.
So, like, I don't know, national television getting their rings, like, they kept it close. They kept it respectable, and you know those big numbers. Sometimes you gotta take the other side of it.
Cavs last night. I was on the Cavs +13. Toronto did not cover. They only won by 12. Another one last.
Just real quick, the Cavs I think are actually going to compete, but like who are they gonna go to late?
We'll see. I'm not sold on that.
And listen, I think they will be a playoff team. I do. But hey, they covered the first game so far.
They did.
And you mentioned Toronto, who did win their first game. Kawhi played well.
Convincingly, yes. So I think that Kawhi is a legitimate MVP candidate this year. In fact, Joe, he is my MVP favorite. Kawhi Leonard is my MVP favorite this year. I think that if Toronto has a chance of getting anywhere in the East, I think that Kawhi has to take them there. I think Kawhi is going to be the one that is going to be the force against Boston. I really do. That team is deep. That team is talented. Kawhi is going to be leading them. That is the fact. That is the fact of the matter. I think there's a good chance that Toronto ends up as the number one seed in the East. I really do. I think they could be ahead of Boston. I think that there's a chance that Toronto beats Boston in the playoffs. I do not think they will. Let's get that straight. I do not think they will. I just think that if there's obviously anyone that's going to challenge Boston, I think it's Toronto. I think you have, we're doing early MVP candidates. We will go over the list, but my MVP this year, Joe, and I'm just giving you right now, Kawhi Leonard.
Wow. That's a hot take there from Dan Lifshatz. And I saw the odds. I'll get them up. I did see the odds on MVP. Just where do you stand on LeBron being the MVP this year going to the Lakers?
I think that it's going to be I think it's going to be very, very well bet. Like, I think it's going to be extremely bet. I think that that's going to be the, obviously, the public side. They think he's plus 300. I think that's kind of what he was. And Leonard was plus 600, plus 800, depending on the book, it looks like. I think LeBron is going to be the obvious choice, which is why I go against that thinking. They just, for whatever reason, don't give the MVP to LeBron every year. They're starting to give it around to other players in the league. I think they're realizing that that's important. I think that that's kind of why you can take a look at that and say, oh, well, I think that, you know, there's a good chance of that, yada, yada, yada. I think that Kawhi, because of that, is a very good chance of winning the MVP. I mean, really, it's not going to be Durant and not going to be Curry, because those guys really cancel each other out. At that point, you're pretty much working, looking at Westbrook, Harden, Antetokounmpo, Davis, and LeBron.
Hmm.
And maybe Joel Embiid. Maybe. But that's it. After that, I mean, really, who has a legitimate MVP chance? I don't think anyone.
In Boston, probably doesn't have one guy unless... I mean, I don't think it's Kyrie. You know?
Kyrie would be the guy, but I just... There's... Jason Tatum looks like an all-star. He
the
looks
way
like
they
a,
got
looks,
him involved in that first game makes it look like...
He looks like an all-star, Joe.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he looks so good in that game. He had, I think he only had like 55 touches the whole game, and he still just dominated Philadelphia. Between Tatum and Brown and Kyrie and Hayward and Rozier and Horford and Marcus Morris and Smart, they have too much talent. You can't have an MVP on that team. They're just too deep.
Just quickly, James Harden, who was the MVP, they got blown out in that first game, man. Do you believe in the Melo factor, by the way?
I do not. I do not believe in that. I think the Houston is going to be a very good team this year. I think the Pelicans were very undervalued going into this year. When Anthony Davis plays, that team is going to be very good. When Anthony Davis does not play, that team is going to be absolutely horrendous. So it's going to be one of those things. When Davis plays, they're going to be very good. And that they were, I think, 8-point dogs last night, and I was on them. I liked them a lot last night. I'm going to go with, I like the fact that, you know, that's kind of where I lay. I'm going to stay that when the Pelicans have Davis, they are going to be very good. And when Davis is hurt, they are going to be horrendous, which is why you really can't bank on them any time, because you just don't know how many games Davis is going to play.
So, Dan, you can look at the win totals. Just for me, Western, I just want to start at the Western Conference quickly.
Yes, quickly.
I think the Warriors are the favorite, clearly. I mean, minus 45 to win. I do think it goes Rockets. And then who's that third team, right? It was always usually the Spurs. But I think it's the Lakers. I think the Lakers are going to slide in third. Then Oklahoma City. Then I got a few surprises. I mean, is the Jazz a surprise? Probably not, right, because of their run last year. I think the Spurs will still be in it. Have you noticed I haven't mentioned New Orleans yet? And then there's going to be some surprising teams. I think Denver is going to be better with Isaiah Thomas. I do.
I think Isaiah Thomas sucks. There's
bias take. Here we go.
No, there's. It's not biased. What did he do? What has he done for a team in the past 2 years?
Off the bench with that team, he'll be good.
Yeah, he's a good offensive player. But I mean, again, that was not their issue. Their
in
issue
that
was
system,
not.
System though, he's going to get touches.
He's going to get touches. Is he going to get minutes? Is he going to be able to play defense? I mean,
we'll see.
That has been their issue. Joe.
Okay,
their
Denver or Portland then? Would you rank Portland or Denver?
You know? Okay, honestly, here's my issue. Outside the Warriors and the Rockets, none of the West matters. That is my honest opinion.
So the Clippers, the Wolves, the
Mavs. Utah, Oklahoma City, Denver, the Lakers. The Lakers may give you a run because I think they have some really smart NBA people on that team. But, I mean, really, outside of those teams, I mean, really, outside, I'll give you the Lakers. So, the Warriors, the Rockets, and maybe the Lakers. Outside of that, no one matters.
OKC?
No one matters. Okay. OKC, Westbrook is probably the most overrated player in the league, honestly, at this point.
Wow.
Oh, dude, I mean, what do you mean? They almost beat Golden State the other night without him. They might be. He is such a ball hog. He is so bad at distributing the
ball.
Such a
ball hog. They had to get rid of Victor Oladipo, who's doing very well now.
Oladipo, James Harden. I mean, come on. We're at the point where I think that we all know that Westbrook is overrated. I like Westbrook as a player. He's fun to watch. I'm not a big fan of Westbrook, the leading star of a contending team. Oklahoma City, to me, they don't scare me. What have they done that's changed from this year to last year when Utah blew them out? I mean, really, What has been the change there?
I don't know. I saw Barkley was really high on him the other day. But
yeah, I don't care about I think Barkley's a dumbass. I don't care what he says.
Eastern Conference. Celtics, right?
Yes.
Okay. Sounds like you like the Raptors, too.
I love the Raptors. I do. I think they're going to be very good this year.
So, 3 76ers?
No, I'm going Milwaukee.
Okay.
Then I'm going Indiana, and then I'm going Philadelphia. I just think that it's going to be really hard to rely on another healthy year from Joel Embiid. And Ben Simmons, to me, already has proven that he's injury prone. And I think that it's hard to rely on those two guys to be healthy. Now, if you're telling me and guaranteeing me that those guys are going to be healthy all year, maybe we have a different discussion. I just cannot bank on that. Markelle Fultz looked awful his first game. He's going to get better. He's not going to be that player. But what is he going to be? We don't really know.
I feel like Shamet, the kid from Wichita State, might help them off the bench a little bit.
Yeah, no, I think they have some good role players. J.J. Redick is a very good player. Saric is very good.
Yeah.
I like the role players. I do. I worry about the consistency on that team. When they face good competition, they don't show up. They just don't.
It's the fact that their point guard can't shoot. He's not a threat from downtown. I think that will hurt them. That's why I think Shamet can help them, maybe not as a rookie. So you gave your order. Detroit, Miami, Hornets, Bulls, Cavs,
I think
Knicks, Magic, Hawks, Nets. I'll make a prediction. The Nets won't be the worst team in the East.
No, not even close. Atlanta's going to be the worst team in the East by far. By far. They will be the worst team in the East. They'll probably be the worst team in the league.
What's the win total right now for them?
It closed at 23.5. It opened at 26.5. And I tell you, I got the under at 25.5. They're going to suck. They're the worst team in the league by far. It's not even close. It's not even remotely close.
So right now, would you bet Celtics Warriors to go to the finals?
So here's how I would do this. If I were a bettor and I was looking forward to that, I would take a finals matchup bet. You can do matchup bets,
yep.
Joe, of the Celtics Warriors to be in the finals. It's +170 on 5 dimes right now. Okay. You can always hedge.
Great odds, by the way.
Okay. You can always hedge that. Always. So if you want to make it a little bit bigger than your other normal bets, what you could do is you could take. Then to get there, and you could take, you know, Toronto to win the East at plus whatever they are, +220, and then you could take Houston to win the West if you wanted to do that. Again, you don't have to do that right now because you're going to get better prices on those teams. My guess is you will get better prices on those teams as the year goes along. I think the Celtics and Warriors matchup 170 is good. I think you can always hedge it later on in the playoffs if you need to. I think that is exactly the way that I would play it, Joe.
Okay, there you go. And I actually did something similar like that in baseball. I have a Red Sox-Dodgers matchup. And I also bet an Astros-Dodgers matchup.
That was good by you. Very sharp.
So we'll one of those is going to win, one of those is going to lose. But I remember 2 years ago, was it you and I who had a bet that Warriors would win in 5? I believe that was me and you. And they did. I had Warriors winning in 5. This year I had Warriors sweep. And that came to life as well.
Yeah, that was not
when J.R. Smith was flipped. Oh, man.
That was not me. But yes, the Cavs should not have gotten swept. Okay. Let's be fair.
Anything else about the NBA, like back-to-backs? For example, and I know our podcast is going to be out late, but Miami played the second night of the season and then goes on the road to play Washington.
So
in that situation, Washington hasn't played. Like, you would lean Miami in that situation?
So what I do in these situations a lot is, as long as the line is in between, like, and again, I think one of my friends did this, so I'll give him credit. He was the one who found this trend. As long as the line is in between like 3 and 7 on the second night of a back-to-back, home team on the night of a back-to-back, the road team is the back-to-back team, and the home team is laying 3 to 7, you play the home team in the first half, okay? And then if you want to double down in the second half, you can. A lot of what happens is those teams cover in the first half, and then there'll be a second half line. They don't cover the second half because by that time their legs are equally tired and they're both you know, already in the game. And again, it's going to be tough early on in the season. This is not something that really happens the first week. 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks later, once that kind of happens, that's when I would start looking at it. I will tell you that tonight, I don't know what the score is. I do like Miami tonight, the 5.5 on the back-to-back. I do. I think it's early in the season. I'm not really too concerned about that. But I do understand, you know, the back-to-back issue. I will just tell you that that's kind of the way that I do it. First half, home team, back-to-back. The road team is on a back-to-back. Spread between 3 and 7. The way I do it.
All right. So I saw the NBA championship odds from Bovada a couple days ago.
Yep.
This is on the 16th, so I know things change. Warriors are -195 to win it. The Celtics are +500.
So the Celtics closed at +600 some places.
Holy crap.
And they are still there. After the Celtics won the other night, they did.
How do you not dabble on any of those?
They did drop to 550. I think you have to. I mean, if you're a good bettor, I think you have to. I think there's a chance.
I would even take the Rockets at 850. I mean, I just. Like the Lakers at $1,000, I would put $25 on it. Like,
so again, if you take the Warriors Celtics at +170, okay,
the matchup, yep,
and then you take that play, say for two or three times the size you're taking the others, and then you take a future for the Rockets at +800, the Celtics at +600, and the Raptors at +800, you are guaranteed to make money. Guaranteed, it's going to happen. Those are the four teams that are really going to have a chance this year.
I know we're talking basketball, but I have a friend who bet both the Astros and the Red Sox to win in six. And I know the Astros won't win in six, but the Red Sox could.
I think the Red Sox are going to win in six.
So, but the guy won't lose money. He won't. He'll whatever. It has to go six, though.
Unless one of them wins in seven, and then he loses a bunch of money.
Exactly.
So I mean, yeah, but no, this is the way that you can do the NBA bet is if what's you +170, you multiply that your normal bet times, you know, times three. So then you have your normal bet size times three +170. So if you want to even that out, that would be like what? 170 times 3, so what, 510? So that would be like a +510 right there. And then you would have a +800 on the Rockets, a +600 on the Celtics, or 500 on the Celtics, and a +800 on the Rockets. Or you had a +800 on the Raptors, I mean. So just by those four, you're literally going to make money. It's there.
And we mentioned MVP odds. LeBron's the favorite. Then Anthony Davis.
Yes.
Giannis, Harden, Leonard, Durant, Curry. I take Durant and Curry out.
They just cancel each other out.
I leave Kawhi out there at 950. And then there's Harden. You like Giannis big time.
I do like Giannis. I think Giannis and Kawhi were my only MVP bets.
Here's my thing with Giannis. I'd rather go with an Anthony Davis. Or a LeBron.
He doesn't play enough.
Yeah.
LeBron, everyone's going to be on LeBron. LeBron's going to be too easy this year. And LeBron has good kids around him. Like, people forget, you know, they're like, oh, LeBron doesn't have anyone.
He's got top, like, picks all over the place.
Ingram, Kuzma are very good. I don't like Ball, but he's been,
the
he
issue
has,
is they're going to play
he shows
small.
Up.
And, like, you know, like who are they playing? Yeah.
Well,
like,
yeah, but you play Portland. LeBron. You play LeBron at the five. I mean, really, it doesn't matter.
But, like, who's it? Jokic? Is that who it is? Or Nurkic?
Yeah, Jokic and Nurkic, both.
But you know, he's going to be matched up against those guys.
That's fine. LeBron can handle those guys, though. I mean, he really can. So I don't worry about that. But LeBron, I don't think LeBron wins the MVP. I really don't. I don't think they're going to give it to him this year. Davis doesn't play enough games for me, in my opinion. It's Giannis or Kawhi. I don't think Harden's repeating. So.
Okay.
Hardcore baseball talk. Inside the Ropes with Wrestling Talk. And where you should put your money with Over Under 98.5. Listen to the podcast at 98.5thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.
You're listening to The Bankroll Boys. Follow them on Twitter at Joey Murr. At Dan Lifshatz, and send in your questions at over under 985.
Over Under 985. We are back. We've given you college football. We broke down literally every single football game this week.
NFL game.
NFL football game. Seasons are changing, Dan. We really haven't done an NBA preview. Just first and foremost, when it comes to NBA betting, it's a struggle. And just to get into it, I think the refs do have an impact in the game.
Oh, 1,000%.
You need to see who the refs are. It's fine. If you don't want to look up who the refs are, that's fine. But if you have an investment and you're struggling or you're chasing, like, you might want to look into that a little bit.
1,000%. It is ridiculous. Like, seriously, it's the if you're trying to tell me that the NBA is not rigged and, you know, this doesn't matter, no, the refs don't matter, you're a lying sack of crap. It's like the NFL primetime. I'm telling you, this stuff is affected. The NBA is way more in bed with Vegas than the NFL is. Now, the NFL fixes games for their own reasons, not just Vegas. They also want specific teams in specific places. The NBA just in bed with Vegas. I don't think they care who goes to the NBA Finals. I mean, I think we know it's going to be Golden State again, as per usual, yada, yada, yada. But again, they fix spreads, regular season spreads, because that's how they do it. So I think there's going to be, there's a lot of spreads this year that are going to be shady as hell.
Yeah, and one other thing just to throw out there, like, a lot of the top teams, you know, for example, just to kind of give you opening night, Golden State Warriors got their rings. They were 13-point favorites. Oklahoma City was without Russell Westbrook, but they covered. Oklahoma City covered.
That's correct, and they covered the second half.
So, like, I don't know, national television getting their rings, like, they kept it close. They kept it respectable, and you know, those big numbers. Sometimes you gotta take the other side of it.
Cavs last night. I was on the Cavs plus 13. Toronto did not cover. They only won by 12. Another one.
Just real quick, the Cavs I think are actually going to compete, but like, who are they going to go to late?
We'll see. I'm not sold on that.
And listen, I think they will be a playoff team. I do. But hey, they covered the first game so far.
They did.
And you mentioned Toronto, who did win their first game. Kawhi played well.
Convincingly, yes. So I think that Kawhi is a legitimate MVP candidate this year. In fact, Joe, he is my MVP favorite. Kawhi Leonard is my MVP favorite this year. I think that if Toronto has a chance of getting anywhere in the East, I think that Kawhi has to take them there. I think Kawhi is going to be the one that is going to be the force against Boston. I really do. That team is deep. That team is talented. Kawhi is going to be leading them. That is the fact. That is the fact of the matter. I think there's a good chance that Toronto ends up as the number one seed in the East. I really do. I think they could be ahead of Boston. I think that there's a chance that Toronto beats Boston in the playoffs. I do not think they will. Let's get that straight. I do not think they will. I just think that there's obviously anyone that's going to challenge Boston. I think it's Toronto. I think you have, we're doing early MVP candidates. We will go over the list. But my MVP this year, Joe, and I'm just giving you right now, Kawhi Leonard.
Wow. That's a hot take there from Dan Lifshitz. And I saw the odds. I'll get them up. I did see the odds on MVP. Just where do you stand on LeBron being the MVP this year going to the Lakers?
I think it's going to be very, very well bet. Like, I think it's going to be extremely bet. I think that that's going to be the public side. They think he's plus 300. I think that's kind of what he was. And Leonard was plus 600, plus 800, depending on the book, it looks like. I think LeBron is going to be the obvious choice, which is why I go against that thinking. They just, for whatever reason, don't give the MVP to LeBron every year. They're starting to give it around to other players in the league. I think they're realizing that that's important. I think that that's kind of why you can take a look at that and say, oh, well, I think that, you know, there's a good chance of that, yada, yada, yada. I think that Kawhi, because of that, is a very good chance of winning the MVP. I mean, really, it's not going to be Durant and not going to be Curry, because those guys really cancel each other out. At that point, you're pretty much looking at Westbrook, Harden, Antetokounmpo, Davis, and LeBron.
Hmm.
and maybe Joel Embiid. Maybe. But that's it. After that, I mean, really, who has a legitimate MVP chance? I don't think anyone.
And Boston probably doesn't have one guy unless... I mean, I don't think it's Kyrie. You know?
Kyrie would be the guy, but I just... There's... Jason Tatum looks like an all-star. He
the
looks
way
like
they
a,
got him involved in that first game makes it look like...
He looks like an all-star, Joe.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he looks so good in that game. He had, I think he only had like 55 touches the whole game, and he still just dominated Philadelphia. Between Tatum and Brown and Kyrie and Hayward and Rozier and Horford and Marcus Morris and Smart, they have too much talent. You can't have an MVP on that team. They're just too deep.
Just quickly, James Harden, who was the MVP, they got blown out in that first game, man. Do you believe in the Melo factor, by the way?
I do not. I do not believe in that. I think the Houston is going to be a very good team this year. I think the Pelicans were very undervalued going into this year. When Anthony Davis plays, that team is going to be very good. When Anthony Davis does not play, that team is going to be absolutely horrendous. So it's going to be one of those things. When Davis plays, they're going to be very good. And that they were, I think, 8-point dogs last night, and I was on them. I liked them a lot last night. I'm going to go with. I like the fact that, you know, that's kind of where I lay. I'm going to stay that when the Pelicans have Davis, they are going to be very good, and when Davis is hurt, they are going to be horrendous. Which is why you really can't bank on them any time because you just don't know when how many games Davis is going to play.
So Dan, you can look at the win totals. Just for me, Western. I just want to start at the Western Conference quickly.
Yes, quickly.
I think the Warriors are the favorite. Clearly, I mean -145 the win. I do think it goes Rockets. And then who's that third team, right? It was always usually the Spurs. But I think it's the Lakers. I think the Lakers are going to slide in third, then Oklahoma City. Then I got a few surprises. I mean, is the Jazz a surprise? Probably not, right, because of their run last year. I think the Spurs will still be in it. Have you noticed I haven't mentioned New Orleans yet? And then there's going to be some surprising teams. I think Denver is going to be better with Isaiah Thomas. I do.
I think Isaiah Thomas sucks. There's
bias take. Here we go.
No, it's not bias. What did he do? What has he done for a team in the past 2 years?
Off the bench with that team, he'll be good.
Yeah, he's a good offensive player. But, I mean, again, that was not their issue. Their issue was
not. In
that
system, though, he's going to get touches off the bench.
Okay, sure. He's going to get touches. Is he going to get minutes? Is he going to be able to play defense? I mean,
we'll see.
That has been their issue, Joe.
Okay,
their issue
Denver or Portland, then? Would you rank Portland or Denver?
You know? Okay, honestly, here's my issue. Outside the Warriors and the Rockets, none of the West matters. That is my honest opinion.
So the Clippers, the Wolves, the
Utah, Oklahoma City, Denver, the Lakers. The Lakers may give you a run because I think they have some really smart NBA people on that team. But, I mean, really, outside of those teams, I mean, really, outside, I'll give you the Lakers. So, the Warriors, the Rockets, and maybe the Lakers. Outside of that, no one matters.
OKC?
No one matters. Okay. OKC, Westbrook is probably the most overrated player in the league, honestly, at this point.
Wow.
Oh, dude, I mean, what do you mean? They almost beat Golden State the other night without him. They might be. He is such a ball hog. He is so bad at distributing the ball.
Such a ball hog, they had to get rid of Victor Oladipo, who's doing very well now.
Oladipo, James Harden. I mean, come on. We're at the point where I think that we all know that Westbrook is overrated. I like Westbrook as a player. He's fun to watch. I'm not a big fan of Westbrook, the leading star of a contending team. Oklahoma City, to me, they don't scare me. What have they done that's changed from this year to last year when Utah blew them out? I mean, really, what has been the change there?
I don't know. I saw Barkley was really high on him the other day.
I don't care about I think Barkley's a dumbass. I don't care what he says.
Eastern Conference. Celtics, right?
Yes.
Okay. Sounds like you like the Raptors, too.
I love the Raptors. I do. I think they're going to be very good this
year. So, 3 76ers?
No, I'm going Milwaukee.
Okay.
Then I'm going Indiana, and then I'm going Philadelphia. I just think that it's going to be really hard to rely on another healthy year from Joel Embiid. And Ben Simmons, to me, already has proven that he's injury prone. And I think that it's hard to rely on those two guys to be healthy. Now, if you're telling me and guaranteeing me that those guys are going to be healthy all year, maybe we have a different discussion. I just cannot bank on that. Markelle Fultz looked awful in his first game. He's going to get better. He's not going to be that player. But what is he going to be? We don't really know.
I feel
know.
Like Shamet, the kid from Wichita State, might help them off the bench a little bit.
Yeah, no, I think they have some good role players. J.J. Redick is a very good player.
Right?
Saric is very good.
Yeah.
I like the role players. I do. I just don't. I worry about the consistency on that team. When they face good competition, they don't show up. They just don't.
It's the fact that their point guard can't shoot. He's not a threat from downtown. I think that will hurt them. That's why I think Shamet can help them, maybe not as a rookie. So you gave your order. Detroit, Miami, Hornets, Bulls, Cavs,
I think
Knicks, Magic, Hawks, Nets. I'll make a prediction. The Nets won't be the worst team in the East.
No, not
I
even close.
Atlanta's
going to be. Atlanta's going to be the worst team in the East by far. By far. They will be the worst team in the East. They might be they'll probably be the worst team in the league.
What's the win total right now for them?
It closed at 23.5. It opened at 26.5. And I tell you, I got the under at 25.5. They're going to suck. They're the worst team in the league by far. It's not even close. It's not even remotely close.
So right now, would you bet Celtics Warriors to go to the finals?
So here's how I would do this. If I were a bettor and I was looking forward to that, I would take a finals matchup bet. You can do matchup bets,
yep.
Joe, of the Celtics Warriors to meet in the finals. It's +170 on five dimes right now. Okay. You can always hedge.
Great odds, by the way.
Okay. You can always hedge that. Always. So if you want to make it a little bit bigger than your other normal bets, what you could do is you could take them to get there. And you could take, you know, Toronto to win the East at plus whatever they are, plus 220. And then you could take Houston to win the West. If you wanted to do that. Again, you don't have to do that right now because you're going to get better prices on those teams. My guess is you will get better prices on those teams as the year goes along. I think the Celtics and Warriors matchup 170 is good. I think you can always hedge it later on in the playoffs if you need to. I think that is exactly the way that I would play it, Joe.
Okay, there you go. And I actually did something similar like that in baseball. I have a Red Sox-Dodgers matchup, and I also bet an Astros Dodgers matchup.
That was good by you, very sharp.
So we'll one of those is going to win, one of those is going to lose. I remember 2 years ago, was it you and I who had a bet that Warriors would win in five? I believe that was me and you, and they did. I had Warriors winning in five. This year I had Warriors sweep. And that came to life as well.
Yeah,
that was not me. When J.R. Smith was flipped. Oh, man.
That was not me. But yes, Jay, the Cavs should not have gotten swept. Okay. Let's be fair.
Anything else about the NBA, like back-to-backs? For example, and I know our podcast is going to be out late, but Miami played the second night of the season and then goes on the road to play Washington.
So
in that situation, Washington hasn't played, like, you would lean Miami in that situation?
So what I do in these situations a lot is, as long as the line is in between, like, and again, I think one of my friends did this, so I'll give him credit. He was the one who found this trend. As long as the line is in between, like, 3 and 7 on the second night of a back-to-back, home team on the night of a back-to-back. The road team is the back-to-back team, and the home team is laying 3 to 7. You play the home team in the first half, okay? And then if you want to double down in the second half, you can. A lot of what happens is those teams cover in the first half, and then there'll be a second half line. They don't cover the second half because by that time their legs are equally tired, and they're both already in the game. And again, it's going to be tough early on in the season. This is not something that really happens the first week. 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks later, once that kind of happens, that's when I would start looking at it. I will tell you that tonight, I don't know what the score is. I do like Miami tonight, the 5.5 on the back-to-back. I do. I think it's early in the season. I'm not really too concerned about that. But I do understand, you know, the back-to-back issue. I will just tell you that that's kind of the way that I do it. First half, home team, back-to-back. The road team is on a back-to-back. Spread between 3 and 7. The way I do it.
All right, so I saw the NBA championship odds from Bovada a couple days ago.
Yep.
This is on the 16th, so I know things change. Warriors are minus 195 to win it. The Celtics are plus 500.
So the Celtics closed at plus 600 some places.
Holy crap.
And they are still there. After the Celtics won the other night,
how do you
they
not
did
dabble on any of those?
They did drop to 550. I think you have to. I mean, if you're a good bettor, I think you have to. I think there's a chance.
I would even take the Rockets at 850. I mean, I just, like the Lakers at 1,000, I would put $25 on it. Like,
so again, if you take the Warriors Celtics at plus 170, okay?
The matchup, yep.
And then you take that play, say, for two or three times the size you're taking the others, and then you take a future for the Rockets at plus 800, the Celtics at plus 600, and the Raptors at plus, you know, 800, you are guaranteed to make money. Guaranteed. It's going to happen. Those are the four teams that are really going to have a chance this year.
I know we're talking basketball, but I have any other? I know there's some win totals out there. I think we both had the Celtics under.
Yes, under 59.
You know who I'm sneaky think is going to be good, or not good, but like probably go over their win total is Phoenix.
Okay, so that is my favorite win total of the
okay,
year.
And here's the deal: I watched them play. Devin Booker didn't even practice and scored 35. Ayton had 18 points. Trevor Ariza, like, as a nice veteran compliment piece. They got Josh Jackson and TJ Warren coming off the bench. Like, they got a new coach. Where did he come from? I'm sorry.
Israel, I think.
Yeah, I know. He came from somebody's offense.
He came from the second. Oh my gosh, the draft pick's offense. I cannot believe it.
And I'm blanking, but I just feel like that's a team.
Isn't it Real Madrid?
Yeah, I believe he came from there, but it was the Spurs, right?
What do you mean? It's Doncic. It was Doncic's coach.
There you go.
I'm pretty sure it was Real Madrid.
Sorry to confuse everybody there. That was my fault.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, you confused the hell.
But
yes.
I like the
Doncic's coach. That's why everyone thought there was a chance of Doncic
What's
going number
their,
one.
Total?
So it opened, and I will tell you this. It opened at 27.5. I got it at 28. It closed at 29. I still love it at 29. They tanked last year, Joe. They tanked and got 22 wins. They are not tanking this year. They just fired McDonough. They signed Ariza. Booker's in. They have their core now. How many more picks are you really going to sit there and, you know, and just waste and hope that you're going to get a top pick? They're not going to tank this year. That team is going to get 30, 35 wins minimum. Mm. I mean, seriously, Memphis screwed around last year and got 33.5. They're going to get wins. The Suns are going to go over 29 easily, in my opinion. Very easily.
Yeah, that's the one I liked.
Me too. You and I agreed
on
that one.
We didn't even discuss this.
No, we did not. But that is my favorite win total of the year by far in the NBA by far. I don't even think it's remotely close.
So just to throw this out there, I don't know where else you want to go with NBA, but just real quick, Celtics, Warriors, Raptors,
Rockets.
Anything else for a final or no?
No. Okay. I mean, really, the Bucks aren't there yet. They're a piece away. The Lakers are not there yet. They're a couple pieces away, and they still have to go through both Golden State and Houston. I like Indiana a lot, but I don't think they're good enough yet. They're probably another piece away. I mean, really, that's it. I don't think Oklahoma City is a real contender. I think Utah will be very good this year. They will surprise people. I think Utah will probably be a top three or four team in the West. I don't think they will matter. At the end of the day, I don't think they'll matter. They might give Houston like a tough battle, but you know, if they face Houston, but if they face Golden State, Golden State's going to kill them.
And just another thing, the NBA is the first sport to actually like bring in gambling, and they're now using their stats to go with the NBA. Like, dude, I can't wait to see how just crazy it's going to be.
It's going
to
be fun. Here's the thing. I want to give you a few win totals, Joe. Is that okay?
Okay.
So we have the Celtics at 59. I like the under. I do. I like the under there. Houston at 56.5. I like the over at that time. I think there's value at the over 56.5. I really do. It opened at 60.5 of Bet Online. 60.5. Went down the 56.5. I think that's about right, 56.5. Toronto at 56, that's probably about right to me. Philadelphia at 53.5, that's an under to me. That is a big under to me. I do not think Philadelphia is winning 53.5. Jazz at 50.5 are about right. Bucks at 48.5, about right. Thunder at 48.5, about right. Nuggets, 48. I think that's going to be an over. I think they'll go over the 48.
I said that earlier.
But again, I don't. But it's not Isaiah.
It's not Isaah.
It's because the rest of that team. You know, Jokic, Gary Harris. They have a very good team. They have a very good team. One of my other favorites, the Lakers, over 48. They are going to win over 48 games.
Wow.
LeBron is going to do his thing in the regular season. Those kids are good enough to win games in the regular season. They will consistently beat the crap bags in the East and the West. They will win 50 games. They'll do it. They're going to win 50 games, assuming LeBron does not get hurt. That's a caveat. If LeBron does not get hurt, they will win 50 games. I think that's more than fair. Washington, I don't care for. The Pelicans at 45, I like the under. I like the under. I don't think Davis plays enough games this year.
Where's Dallas?
Dallas is at 36. I think they're an under too. Yeah. I do. I think they're an under.
Dirk's out for whoever, who knows how long.
Yeah, I don't even think he matters even if he's in. I just think that's an under team. That's going to be a real crap bag team. They need hot picks. You know, I know Doncic is whatever, and they're very excited about him, but they're going to need more than that. They just are. I think you're going to see some other unders, surprising unders here. The Spurs, 42.5, I like the under.
Wow.
I do. I think that the Spurs are going to start taking some steps back. Let's see. The Memphis Grizzlies, 33.5. I like the under. I think the under there is obviously the right side. I think the Nets at 32.5 are probably about right. The Cavs, 31.5, I like. They're probably about right. The Orlando Magic, 30.5. That is a big underplay for me. Big under.
They won in a good game the other night. Aaron Gordon.
That's fine.
Jonathan Isaac.
I do not like them. Okay. I do not like them. And one more.
Yeah.
The Knicks over 27.5.
I like over, that. They won their opening night as well. I agree. I think the Knicks over is
they
it was 29.5 and went down to 27.
BetOnline opened up at 35.5.
Woo.
They're at 27. They closed at 26.5 at BetOnline. That is a easy over. Easy. The Knicks are going to win over 27 games. Mm-hmm. Or over 28 games. Easily. So that's my second
just
biggest.
One last thing. Betting on TNT national television, national games.
Yes.
I do feel like some nights both underdogs hit, both favorites hit. Like, just to give you the other night, the Celtics covered and ran away with it, but the Warriors didn't.
So the TNT Bulls,
yes.
I don't know if you know about them. The TNT Bulls had something like 14 or 15 straight covers on TNT, just continuously always covered on TNT for whatever. People just rode that for a long time. That was a legit thing. The way I bet TNT games is very similar to how I bet primetime NFL games. The money comes in on those games. They are usually the most rigged in the NBA. That is how it works. Those big games. Now, again, you can't rig every NBA game. Some games, teams just don't shoot, and you just can't do anything about it. But you can take guys out early. You can take a team out of the just regular shooting pattern. It just there are ways to get teams to have rough nights. They do that on those primetime games. I treat it like a primetime NFL game. If there's a big side with a ton of money and a large exposure, I go the other way. Always. Always.
All right. Anything else for like an NBA recap you want to get into? I mean, to me, like it's Celtics in the East against the Raptors, and maybe a tickle of the 76ers.
Maybe. I think the Bucks probably will be more of a tickle, but maybe the Pacers there too. I think that obviously the West is the Warriors and the Rockets. I think the Lakers will make a run. I don't know what will happen there.
At least LeBron's out of the East.
Utah will make a run. I don't know what will happen there.
I am interested to see how LeBron does, though. Like, I don't know, polarizing figure, knows he's going to be there for a little bit. Did not get the big free agents that they wanted.
See, I don't think they wanted them, so that's kind of my thing. They didn't want, I know for a fact they did not want Boogie Cousins. I know for, I...
And remember
I'm
that
very
number,
much under the belief they did not I think, want Paul
well,
George.
I was on the air when it happened. I got a tip that he was signing with the Lakers, and it was Golden State.
Right. And I had told you that he wasn't signing with the Lakers, and then I got some information that, like 20 minutes before, oh, he's going to the Lakers. And I was like, oh, okay. I guess I was wrong.
Yeah.
So I tweeted it out. I guess Same I was guy. Wrong.
Same guy here.
Yep. And then he was wrong. So, and my original source was correct. So I am sticking with the original source and no longer listening to that guy.
All right. So. That was a solid NBA breakdown right there.
I agree. I think this NBA year is going to be fun. Just, again, sketchy spreads, those really sketchy spreads, be careful. Be careful on
Phoenix
them,
Phoenix and Dallas last night was an interesting one. You know, Phoenix at home, new coach. Dallas, was a slight favorite.
And, I had a lot of friends on Dallas last night.
And the Phoenix smoked them.
Smoked them. A lot of people were on the under in Dallas last night. A lot of people.
Yeah. I follow. I'm one of those guys, like, even if I don't bet it, I want to know who covered and who didn't. And sometimes I'm like, I'm way off.
Yeah.
Like, it is hard. One of the best, like, football's great because it's every Sunday. You know what I mean? Like, college NBA is like, what do we got tonight? You know, like, who can we fade tonight, or what's a good matchup tonight? It's just it's a different sport to bet, but I do think, and this isn't me being a complaining gambler. Officials have a lot to do with it, and home court has a ton to do with it, especially the playoffs.
Yep, that's why I like the Blazers tonight. Blazers versus the Lakers. I like the Blazers.
We'll recap that
-3.
When we're recording this on a Thursday, but and I just saw something that the Lakers have not – the last 15 times the Lakers and Portland have played, Portland's won.
Well, that's also without LeBron. So, yes. Again, I throw all that stuff out the minute that LeBron gets there. It's a totally different game. It is a big game for him. I don't like it. I mean, I'm not telling you to bet the Blazers tonight. I would not tell you to do that. I just kind of like the Blazers tonight. I do. I like the Miami Heat. Bully on the Miami Heat.
Okay.
Plus 5.5 tonight.
NBA preview. We'll be doing it – we'll be giving out some NBA picks, I'm sure, during the week.
For sure.
As well, I gave a couple out for the Celtics game the other night. We didn't do an NHL breakdown, and I apologize, and it's because the station we work for is we have a hockey show. We have hockey podcasts. We're the flagship of the Boston Bruins. So, like, you can get that stuff elsewhere, but they don't talk gambling, Dan.
They don't, and, you know, it sucks. They don't talk gambling, and so that's annoying.
Can I give you one just real thing I saw the other day? Teams that come off the China trip are 1-8 1-8 just overall after coming back from China, and the Bruins got smacked that first night.
Oh, they were terrible that first game.
And since then, what have they won? Four in a row?
So they won five in a row. Or four in a row? Sorry, four in a row, I think. Four in a row. And then they lost last night to Calgary.
And there's a goalie thing going on there.
Yes, now they're facing Edmonton again tonight. I will tell you this.
Toronto, people love betting on them. Oh, man.
So I had some friends. We talked about it early in the year, my little gambling group or whatever. I told them I think that this is the easiest bet you'll make in hockey this year. The easiest one. Connor McDavid is going to win the Hart. He's going to win it. Connor McDavid has 9 points already. Now, I know that's not crazy. Bergeron has like 13. I totally get that. McDavid is going to dominate the league this year. He is amazing. He is going to light everyone up. He is going to have a million points this year. The only reason that the Oilers have a prayer of doing well this year is because of Connor McDavid. He is that entire team outside of literally, you know, Leon Draisaitl and, you know, Cam Talbot if he ever decides to actually play. He is that team. Seriously, he is that team. He is going to win the MVP. It is the freest money that I think you can bet in the NHL this year. You don't have to worry about anything else. I think that was it. I will give you, Joe, if you would like, I did have some future bets. I'm pulling them up right now. I can give you my NHL
future bets.
Yeah,
while you do that, I just want to say something. I love betting first periods. I like covers.com. It's one of the sites I really like. They have a thread that you can follow, and there are guys that just bet first periods, and he puts like the same amount for every single game, gives you his win totals, and then picks like the games that he's going over or under against, you know?
Yep.
But like, I love it. It's like one of the, because here's the deal, you know, these games are tight early on. It's 1.5. They score one goal, you make it out. Like, I like I just think there's good chances on a first period under. If it goes over, hey. But I just think the under in the first period, I know people love to say the over is a sucker bet. the under's where it's at in the NHL that first period.
I strongly disagree. I think the over first period is where you go. Now, the thing is, you have to pick and choose your spots. I'm not telling you, oh, you know, get the two highest scoring teams. Like tonight, I think the Toronto and Pittsburgh win total or over under was like 6.5 or 7. And I would tell you right now off the bat, I would not bet the first period over there. You have to really pick and choose your spots. For instance, Edmonton this year has a first period over right now. They have played 4 games. The first period over has gone over in how many, Joe? 4.
Wow.
I will tell you this. Last year, the Winnipeg Jets first period overs, 60-22. 60-22
first period overs. Oh my god, I smoked.
Yeah, I rode the Jets first period over every single game last year.
So don't listen to anything I said, people.
Yes. Yeah, so
pick your spots.
No, there's a ton of value in the first period unders. Tons of it.
That is a crazy number.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Like you'd be dumb to go under listening to that.
Well, yes, there were wild times with the Jets last year. However, there are tons of teams that also go under, Joe. So you have to really pick and choose your spots. For instance, New Jersey last year had only 32 times the first period total went over. Okay. So you have to really pick and choose your spots with specific teams. I'm very, very, very choosy about my hockey bets. I love betting hockey. I think that it's the niche sport in Vegas to bet, and not many people do it very well out there.
Yep.
So the lines are very soft.
It's huge in Canada, too. It's so huge.
It's massive in Canada, but the lines in Vegas are very soft.
Yep.
And so those lines are not as tight as some of the other sports might be. And because of that, you find a lot of decent value in hockey. You have to pick and choose it, really. Pick and choose your value. But I think that, you know, whatever. So, like, tonight I think that there's some good value on the ice. I really do. For instance, Winnipeg this year, first period
and
totals.
Again, this is a Thursday recording. We'll probably, you know, just for those who want to check back to it.
Right. So, you know, for the first period over on the Jets this year, they've played 6 games. It is 2-4. 2-4. So people riding that trend have not done a good job with that.
How about teams like that go on, like, long West Coast trips? For example, like the Bruins lose to Calgary, then they go to Edmonton, and then like on a Saturday night, they're at Vancouver. Like, that's got to be rough on the legs, but you go down 0-1, like, do you back them in the second? Like, that's what I look for is like these teams that are on these long road trips, and then how do they respond?
So basically what happens and what a lot of people do is if it's not, you know, if it's like a... If you're playing like 3 games in 4 nights, then usually almost always backs the team, you know, backs the home team in the 3rd game, as long as that, you know, that team isn't the team that's played 3 and 4 nights. You know, there's specific hockey trends. For instance, there was a hockey game a couple years, like 2 years ago, that was the point in the 4th game and fifth night, and I'd never seen that before. And I loaded up, I think it was on the Avalanche. And I loaded up on them, and they got destroyed. So it was one of those things where you do have to really pick and choose and be very careful with it. I will say that, you know, what happens on those Canada trips is usually the teams are okay in Canada, and then they come back. And then when we're home, as long as, you know, when they're home, that's usually when they start getting destroyed. As long as it's not like San Jose or one of those California teams, if it's like Boston or the Islanders, or the Rangers, and they go on that Canada trip, it is brutal for them, the next few games in their home. So, you know, the Bruins might be okay tonight versus Edmonton, and then they play Vancouver after that. Then they come home, and you're going to, oh, watch out. So that's kind of the way that I would look at those road trips, Joe.
Anything else with the NHL?
I mean, not really.
I feel like it's boring to talk about.
It is. I mean, it can be for sure. I think pretty much the win totals I had this year, I'll give you quickly. I had the Ducks under 94.5 points. Canes over 86.5. I love that one. The Avs under 89.5. The Oilers under 91.5. The Islanders under 82.5. The Sharks over 101.5. The Leafs under 106.5.
Really?
And the Panthers over 95.5. I also lean to the Bruins under 101.5.
So you like Tampa Bay more than
Toronto? I just think that 106.5 is high for them.
Okay.
I just thought that that's... that's too much. I mean, I know that there was a huge, distribution last year, but the Leafs have gotten out hot. I mean, they're 6-1 right now. They have 12 points. They've been very good right now. So, I could be very well be wrong. I just think that was too high for me to play. It was just too high for me. But again, I tend to be very choosy with my hockey plays. So
yeah, I'm a dabbler. I just look at it and I'm like, and beware, people, when you bet the Boston Bruins. Beware. If it's a big game, fade. I've made money fading the Bruins over the years.
I think that you're going to have a hard time with that this year. I think they're a good team. I think they were a good team last year. I think they won't be as good.
They're going to be disrespected to the Tampa Bays and the Torontos now.
Yeah, well, yeah. I don't think they're going to be as good this year, but I think they're going to be good. I just think that, you got to be careful on those. However, when they face, there are specific trends. Like when Detroit plays Tampa Bay has beaten them something like 12 in a row.
Yeah.
When Boston plays Washington, Washington's beat them
Washington
like 15 in a row.
Bruins.
Right. So opening night, I loaded up on Washington and people were pissed at me. Couple of my friends on the Bruins pissed. I had the over first period. I had the over on the game, and I had the Washington money line, and everyone got pissed at me because I was on Washington. They did not like that because they are Bruins fans. But that's the way it is. You gotta bet the money. So
that's just the way it is.
That's the way it is.
Oh yeah.
So I think that's enough. I think that we can save five dimes for next week.
Really?
Yes. I think we can save it for
you
next
week. You want to save that story? Maybe we got to find out what happens, right?
Yeah, I think we'll find out what happens. Obviously, if you don't know what's happening, Tony from Five Dimes, who's the head of Five Dimes, was kidnapped.
We'll leave it there.
Big story.
We'll leave it there. A man who owns a sports book
in Costa Rica
has been kidnapped.
Yes.
So they say.
And there are some rumors going on about what is going to happen with the sports book at this time. So I will leave it there. Maybe we'll pick that up next week. That big story.
We did a long podcast today, Dan.
Yes, this is very
You've
long.
Had a long day.
A hell of a day.
You might as well just keep going, dude.
I mean, no.
I just lie there.
I worked from midnight to 6 a.m. I slept for half an hour. Did touch and reach for half an hour, 45 minutes, whatever it was. Went to work, slept for half an hour. Worked from 9 to 5. Came here at 5:30, and I've been here with you since. I'm done. I'm going home. I'm done.
98.5, over under.
Thanks for listening.
We'll talk to you guys next week.
Who you got?
Hardcore Baseball Talk, Inside the Ropes with Wrestling Talk, and where you should put your money with Over Under 98.5. Listen to the podcast at 98.5thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.